and welcome to Bullshit Alert, where bullshit is next to godliness. I'm your host, Stephen Carter, and here is how the game works. If you lie to me and I think you're telling the truth, you get some points. If you tell the truth and I think it's bullshit, you get some points. The person with the most points at the end of the game is crowned the winner, and they win the game of bullshit. Our first panelist falls asleep to squirrel noises. It's Lily Moss. Hey, Lily.
Hey, yeah, it's squeaky and peaceful, you know?
It's much different than whale noises. I just didn't think you fell asleep to whale noises.
No, because you would have to have a waterbed for that, I think.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the waterbed rule.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm like, am I allowed to laugh yet?
No, we're cutting this out. All right, clean take.
Okay, no laughs.
No laughing. No laughing. Our second panelist can hear his mom shouting for him across all of the U.S., all the way from New York. It's Danny Marshall.
Hi, Stephen. Yes, I can. Oh, is that Stephen or is that Mickey Rourke? Because you look not pale anymore. We talked about it pre-show, but you got some color, my buddy.
Yeah, went to Vegas for Mike Kolar, who was recently a guest of the show, and he got married, and I got some sun. I think that's an even exchange of going to a Vegas wedding.
Well, I think an even exchange would be getting a plus two and bringing Danny and Lily, but that didn't happen.
Oh. Well, if Mike listens, this can all be figured out.
Mike could have invited us. We lived in vaguely the same city for a couple years. I talked to him a few times. I feel I should have been accounted for.
If there's one reason to get on a wedding list, it's talking a few times to...
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, I'm actually friendly with Mike. And Lily's not helping my case. I'm in a different tier. I'm borderline invited. You, Stephen, obviously, are invited. Lily, never. Me? Depending on how big the venue is.
It's Vegas, so it was relatively small.
Okay. I'll go to the next
one. Well, I'll introduce. Yeah. That's fine. The next one, it'll be a few years.
Okay.
I think they're going to stick this one out.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, if there's another, I will be there.
Well, our guest today is a media personality, voice actress, and host. She is known for her various roles on Rooster Teeth Productions, such as the voice of Yang Xiaolong. Did I say that right? Yang Xiaolong?
Nailed it. Yeah, Nang Xiaolong.
All right.
It's like a Xiao.
Xiao. Okay. In the hit animated series RWBY, she hosts the advice podcast Always Open and has recently launched a women-led channel, All Good, No Worries. Please welcome to the show, Barbara Dunkelman. Hey.
Bravo. None of you are invited to my wedding, so don't worry.
So glad.
Lily's infuriated right now.
No, I'm not. It's my own fault. I made a mental note, like, tell Stephen how to pronounce Ruby. And I completely forgot. Yeah, RWBY, mm-hmm. Ruby.
Ruby. It's okay. Classic mistake.
Sorry.
It's two U's.
It's okay. You 5 points away from Steven.
Yes.
It's okay. Starting things off a little rough.
That's fine. You know, I'll take it. I'll take negative five right
now.
Am I
allowed to take points away from the host? Is that
no one's ever tried, so.
Perfect.
That's fine. You just put me in the game. I'm usually not in the game. Now I'm in the game.
Oh,
fantastic.
Okay.
And you're almost certainly going to lose because you don't play any of the rounds, really.
That is also true.
He plays one.
That's true.
We'll
award him points throughout.
We'll put you in charge of that, Barbara.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, just give me points when you want to. We'll play that way.
Okay. Well, for being so nice, you get 1 point back. So you're at negative four now.
Ooh, sweet.
So much writing so early in the game.
I know. I'm like jotting down all these numbers. I'm like, this isn't going to add up later. So it'll be fine. We're going to start this week with the weirdest thing of the week, where everyone tells something weird that has happened to them. And we're going to start with Danny.
I flew back to New York this past week for the holiday of Passover that I spent with my family. And the whole family was back and I saw both sides, blah, blah, blah. But my brother and I were home, and my parents each have a car, and we were switching around cars. Everyone had other errands to run, and we were doing spring cleaning, putting the furniture out from the garage. And the way the cars were set up, I was in a rush out, and I backed my mom's car into my dad's car.
Ooh. Wow, that's unfortunate.
How many dents? What's the damage?
One dent each. It wasn't like I like backed up and then pulled forward and then backed up again.
Uh-huh. So just one dent each.
Yeah,
said.
But it was a it was my dad's car was stationary and it was like at an angle. No one was in it. And then I just kind of backed up into the back passenger door at a speed that was not incredibly fast because I was backing out of a garage, but I hit the gas and backed into it. And then I hit.
Yeah, you usually get out of the garage at like, what, 20 miles per hour?
I usually do 80, but yeah, this time. No, I don't know. I would say it was a
brisk. That's a long driveway.
It was a brisk 14, and but it was only, you know, like 50 feet away. It was quick. I didn't see it in the back. It was late. The sun was down. Didn't see it in the back mirror. Like, never in my life is the car parked where it is, and I back out of that driveway my whole life. So,
all right.
Wow. Terrible mistake.
Yeah, it was pretty
shitty. For our listeners, Danny, show us with your hands how big the dent was.
yay. About yay big.
No, but seriously.
No.
We're not seeing the hands. There we go.
Yeah, basically it was like the corner of my mom's car, back bumper, like kind of corner mid left side, kind of just got dented in like I don't know, size of a basketball. And then
That's good.
It was not. It needs work. Both cars need work. The door, my dad's door, got hit too, and the door opens, but it like doesn't look good on either car. And
doesn't look good on either.
I exchanged insurance with myself, and and I have
just driven away.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, I walked in. I was like, so I did something bad, and I'm gonna pay for it.
Do you? Why didn't you just blame it on Eliyahu?
Good.
That's my question.
Thank you. Great cut.
You know, happy Passover, by
yes,
the way.
Happy Passover to everybody.
Where did you fly back to? Where's your home? Just out of curiosity.
I live right now in Los Angeles, and I flew back to New York. I grew up on Long Island, just outside the city. Elijah usually comes through the front door, doesn't usually use the garage because
that's true.
Because we don't have space for his car, which I don't know what kind of car Elijah drives, which is something I should think about. But
it's actually a horse.
That's what it is. Or a camel. Yeah.
A four-door camel.
Yeah. That aren't dented.
That begin your week with
that
your
was
family?
Early. That was not begin, but that was like day two or three because there was a lot of like it was right around the Seders because it was just like running errands and getting stuff for hosting people and going to visit old relatives in the hospital, things like there was a lot going on and it was just kind of like then that was in the late, you know, early evening.
Mom, Dad, how is this night different from every other night? You're not going to be happy about the reason.
Yeah, exactly. They took it a lot. I was like, I came in and I was just like, I fucked up. It's all on me. Obviously, neither were happy, but they were a lot less. They were a lot more patient than I anticipated. So that was
well. It
was
is
nice.
The holidays.
It is exactly. Like,
you know,
exactly.
Some kindness is deserved. What kind of car was it?
Cars. My mom drives an Acura RDX, and I backed into, my dad's BMW sedan.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. You know, my dad's a lawyer. He can have a BMW. It's okay. But yeah, I was not. It wasn't like, a 97 Impala. We can total it out. No, this was a dad car, a middle-aged dad car.
Were they pretty relentless the rest of the week, just making fun of the situation, or were they pissed at you this whole time? Like
Craig and Nancy?
Was the vibe?
Yeah, they were pretty relentless.
Yeah, there was at first. After the next day. It was just yes. They at first were the first day they were angry, and then it became that kind of like I was really apologetic the whole time. But then of course it was my dad kept making jokes. My mom kind of was like, "It's okay." But my dad was just like, "Oh, do you want to ride in my car, Danny?" That type of thing of like, "Which car should we take?" Danny loves both, like that kind of thing. Every time we'd go out.
Do you get into a lot of accidents?
No, I don't. I've only got into 34. No, I've actually. Myself gotten into one fender bender, and that was it.
Mm. And was it your fault?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was.
So does this count as one or two for you?
Yeah.
Additional.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so this is
make
two.
It three total.
This is two. Okay, fine. Two and a half. This is two and a half. Yeah, okay. But I've only caught this, and this was like I was like 19, and I rear-ended a guy because I at a stop sign.
Wow.
Yeah.
So first from the front, then from the back.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah.
Lily, what was the weirdest thing that happened to you this week?
So I started a new job this week. I'm no longer, you know, just doing podcasts for fun. Now I'm a professional podcaster.
Okay.
Congrats.
Yeah. So I started with kind of an e-learning company, and I'm helping to develop their podcast. And I am fully remote, but they have an office in New York. So I thought I'll go in, you know, one day. So I take the subway there, and it has been super hot in New York the last couple of days, like out of season, 85 degrees today. And I was on the subway and, you know, just riding along, and a woman comes on the subway and she's like, is this the local train? And no one was answering her. And she was like, I'm going to Prince Street. Is this the local? And
it was the six.
No, it was the W.
Right. That's what I said. Go on.
Get your New York card away.
Trying to be nice. I said, yes, this is the local. I'm also going to Prince Street. And she said, okay, great. Thank you. And she was sweating a little bit, and I was late for work. So she was clearly late for work, late in my first week. Not a good look. And as we're going, the train starts passing some stations, and it passes Prince Street, where we were both supposed to get off. And this woman's like, do we pass it? Like, what's going on? Like, clearly very distressed. And I was like, I told this woman that it was a local train, which it was, and then they went express. Like, I clearly just ruined her day. So when the next doors opened, I just shot out and kind of ran to work.
Oh my God.
But I felt so bad. So I get up into the office, and, you know, all good things, cooling off. And about 15 minutes later, she walks in.
No.
I knew it. No. I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just kept my head down and did not talk to her for the rest of the day. Luckily, she wasn't in my department. So I'm just hoping she never, you know, I'm not that memorable. Oh, she won't remember me.
That's what I'd say. I would do a different appearance for like the next 2 weeks. If you ever run into that person again, they won't recognize
you. Yeah, I got some blonde wigs in my trunk if you want some. did this woman see you when she came into the office?
I do not think so. I had booked a desk at the way back.
Okay. Yeah, Lily just didn't hear her shout, you!
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping she isn't a guest on the podcast.
I kind of hope she is. I want to hear from her side of the story. So this bitch abandoned me on the subway.
Today's topic, revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yeah.
So wait, you're saying at a certain stop, did the conductor come on and very clearly state, as all conductors on subway say, we are now becoming an express train?
I think I heard a.
That's
so,
a
that was
really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I was born to be a conductor. But it just all of a sudden went express. And I know I didn't mess up and tell her it was a local, and when it was really an express, because a bunch of other people on the train were like, what's going on? Like, this was a them problem.
But,
this was not a me
but
problem.
I was going to say, but there's also a chance you messed up knowing you. And you just got on the wrong train.
I also, is it weird that she didn't know where she was going but worked at that office? Like, do you think that was magically her first time in the office too?
No, she just didn't know if the train was express or local, because to be fair, it didn't have like stuff on the outside. It was confusing. Like it said W on the front of the train only, which is how I assumed it was a W, but it didn't have the normal kind of like nomenclature inside indicating that it's an express or local, which is very New York, just not clear signage.
And she works for the same company.
To be fair, the office is technically like a subsidiary that was acquired by the company that I work for.
You gotta leave with subsidiaries next time. I don't buy it, but that's just me.
I feel like you need to make some e-learning kind of stuff for this situation now that you are.
How to get on the right subway.
Professional e-learner.
Yeah. How to forgive and forget.
You should do the podcast with her and like have a whole conversation where you hash it out and like really get through this awkward tension that probably you face now.
I think it's a conflict of interest. Legally, I can't talk to her on the podcast.
I was just gonna ask if she said anything as you abandon her in her moment of need on the train.
It's very probable, but I was out of there faster than anyone else. Okay.
You are known for your strides.
Yeah, I have a long stride.
So why, if you had passed the prince exit, which is what she was trying to get to and what you were trying to get to, why didn't she get off at the next exit with you, thinking like, oh, this is clearly, we've passed it, I should probably hop off?
She did. I just power walked. I assume she did, but I just power walked away from there to work because I was already then late because of
this. And she could have just gone across the platform and grabbed another local train up a few stops back.
She could have, but it was a 10-minute walk for me.
30 for the regular person.
But 45.
You said she came in 15 minutes late. She could have been following you and been like, well, I'm not going to go right into work.
Yeah, this is awkward.
Or she doesn't work there at all, and she pretended to work there to see more of your life to get back at you one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is currently working on a skin suit of my face to infiltrate and
collecting some.
I need her info because I have some. I have one of my own that I'm working on of you. So
I think it would be a little big on you, Danny.
It's not for me. It's for display only.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I could not fit into that.
Barbara, what's the weirdest thing that happened to you this week?
So it actually technically wasn't this week. I hope that's okay. It was totally like 2 days before this week.
Fine.
Someone stole my groceries right off my front porch.
Oh.
What type of groceries?
Yeah.
Cold? Perishable?
Some cold, some perishable, some non-perishable. We only order groceries about once a month, me and my boyfriend. And so this time around, I don't know if you guys order Instacart ever.
No,
or if you have Instacart where you live.
No, I drive into other cars.
I get the gist.
Okay. Yeah. But basically, it's a grocery delivery and you can usually pick a window. And the window we picked, sometimes they come way earlier before that window and we just weren't home from work yet. And just happens to be on a day that someone was out and about looking for food.
What kind of complex or housing situation do you have, I guess?
Just a normal single home.
Great. Okay. That answers that. great. Okay. Because I was like, could be like a neighbor. If you're in like a building, it's like someone in your building took it or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
I feel like that would have been weirder for me because then I know that they were close.
Right. Right. Fair.
Yeah. You want a bite of mint chocolate chip ice cream?
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Yeah. Hey, come over. I have so many extra groceries. I'm having a whole building party. damn. And you don't have a Ring doorbell or any fun thing like that?
I do. Oh. I actually do. I have a camera doorbell. It's actually a Nest.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Nest is the competitor for all our Ring doorbell loyal listeners.
That's how I knew that they were delivered and then taken rather than just never delivered.
Oh.
Because that's another thing that has happened to some people I know.
Yeah, that's probably the safer bet is that they just never came.
give us the rundown on the perp.
The perp?
Yeah, yeah. Should we sketch him out?
It was a guy, he was wearing a hood up, and he had one of those like surgical masks on, black hoodie, jeans. Seemed to be alone. I think there might have been someone in his passenger seat, but they were kind of pulled up a little bit, and he had a pickup truck that he just kind of popped him into.
Oh, so he's prepared to go around the entire neighborhood getting groceries.
I think he might have been porch pirating stuff. A lot of people here get Amazon packages delivered. Austin's a very big package fan. Mm-hmm. And then, I guess hit the jackpot with groceries.
Mean man. Why would he do
mean,
that?
Mean.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Masks, you know, great for their purpose, but now people are robbing easier.
They have masks at their disposal now.
Yeah, now this is why COVID's biggest issue is that everyone became a small-time bandit.
Yeah.
And that's, I'll die on that hill.
Well, luckily for you, Danny, the government just declared that COVID is over. Did you see that?
I did.
Wow. Someone needs to tell this guy because he's still wearing his mask.
I don't know how Instacart works, but can you just click reorder on Instacart?
Yeah, you could essentially report a problem.
Okay.
And I had to contact them and say that they were stolen. I got a full refund, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Which is like, it's not their fault at all, but they were very nice about it. And then just reordered essentially the exact same thing the next day because at that point it was too late in the evening. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And did you stay home or make sure that someone was home to receive them?
Yes. Luckily, the next day was a Saturday, so we were home all day.
And this is, yeah. And this, do you know anyone that this has happened to?
Not a single person.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's so bold of someone to steal food from people. Like, I get people stealing packages and stuff like that, but I'm like, that was my milk and my bananas and.
You
so
took
so
the
forth.
Bread right out of my children's mouths.
Do you know how expensive eggs are these days?
Oh, man. Okay. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
I still order Instacart, but, you know.
But it's less satisfactory now.
Not as satisfactory.
I don't know if a pickup truck is the is the best place. I feel like things will slosh around in there. I feel like I'd want it, like...
I think they know what they're doing. Danny.
Yeah, I don't know if they planned ahead with what kind of car and what they were doing. I think they just happened to be driving around and saw a full load of groceries on my porch.
I also love that they're like rich enough that off porch pirating, they're like, what vehicle can we acquire to make this a more easy venture for us?
Perhaps a Prius. Yeah. So it'll be nice and quiet as it gets
away. A hatchback with a carpeted thing to cushion all of our new food.
Yes, a Tesla, and then we can plug into their power.
Steal their power too.
Okay, well, I'm gonna make some guesses. Danny, with the bumper to bumper accident, I think this is true.
It is false.
I knew it. I was gonna say false.
I lied. I did not do that. I was home. There was some craziness, but no. My uncle did kind of sideswipe my mom. That inspired this idea. My mom's car. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So her car did get kind of fucked up, but this was like last month or something. I lied, Steven.
Okay, well, you get your points.
Nice.
Horrible.
Lily, you've had so many good people that you've met on the train going place to place, and just for you to be a very unhelpful person, I'm just going to say this is bullshit just based on... I want you to only be good.
This is bullshit because they don't work at the same place. That's insane.
Okay, Stephen, Danny's correct. This this all happened except we don't work in the same place. I was helpful to her, just not actually.
Yeah. Partial truth.
This all made sense until you're like, and she walked in, and I was like, nope, you lost me.
But like, I was trying to do a good thing. She asked multiple times people on the subway, and I was like, I'm going to be the good Samaritan. I'm going to tell her.
It's not about intention. It's about perception.
Okay, Immanuel Kant or whatever philosopher believes that.
Oh, that's me. That's all Danny Marshall. I'm just saying I think I do things that help people, but I'm called rude and distracting and things like that. That's usually during Seders with my
family.
Danny,
you yelling at me to get a haircut is not helpful. I don't know why you think that that's kind or good.
That was 6 years ago. No.
Yeah. You have to have someone looking out for you, right?
Still hurts. I haven't cut my hair since then.
Good.
I had to transition.
Barbara, I think the Instacart story is true. I think someone did steal... all of your food.
I lied.
Nice.
Oh.
It's not true. Who the fuck would do that?
would I mean, steal people. Groceries?
Yeah. No, people I'm kidding. I'm sure people have done it. I have had things stolen from my porch before, but it was like an Amazon package that had a book in it.
I had to order Steven two wedding gifts because his got stolen.
Yeah.
There was a big thief in that area at the time, and they had pictures, but they literally did nothing.
Yeah.
Mm.
I will give you my weirdest thing where you will all guess if it's true or if it's bullshit. As some listeners have been paying attention and know, I have been trying to figure out my nasal problems because I get a little congested and like I sound nasally, whatever. So I finally went to an allergist to get like all the testing done where they prick you and poke you and figure out based on the, you know, trees, grass, whatever in the area.
I need to get that done. Oh.
It hurts.
I'm apparently allergic to everything.
Mm.
How bad was it for you, Danny?
I mean, it hurts. I'm not allergic to everything. I'm allergic to like tree pollen and certain things, but they're just like they physically hurt in your back a little bit when they did that. It's been years since they did it, but I was just like, wasn't comfortable to get pricked with all those things. But I do know some people who've done that, and they had a reaction to like the entire sample size, like all like 6 or 12 things in a row. Was that you?
Yeah, that was pretty much me. There were certain things that I didn't get like red and hivey all over,
like,
but,
water
for the most part. Yes, like water. Okay. Actually, they test for mice. I'm not allergic to mice.
Oh, thank God.
I didn't know that was a thing they test for, but they
now
do.
You could finally own that mouse you've always wanted.
It's hard with cats, but I'll make it work.
Hey, they'll find you some.
So as I'm there, my doctor is doing like the normal procedure stuff before he's going to, you know, prick me with all these different things. So hell, he's looking in my ears. He's looking in my eyes. And then he looks in my nose. And he goes, "You have a paperclip in your nose."
No.
Stop this.
And I go, "What?" And he's just like, "I swear, you have a paperclip or a pin or something that is in your
P-I-N nose. Or P-E-N?
P-I-N. He
like a silver thing.
Like a silver thing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I have
like
never
a collectible,
like a
tradable lapel pin?
Yes, a pin. Up my nose. I'm like trying to figure out, like, yes, I've been to San Francisco in the past 2 weeks and I've been to Vegas.
You know what they're known for there?
Paperclip capital.
I know. I'm like, there's
sharp things up your nose.
Right. That's what you do in Vegas. But no, I'm like, there's nothing. There's no reason why there is a pin in my nose. So he's just like, well, I'm not doing anything about it. And he goes along his business. Well, he like goes and calls my like ENT doctor, sets up an appointment, then comes back in and he's like, "You're going to get a call." And I'm like, okay. So he
could it be now? Because it's in your nose.
Well, yeah,
he's not
going to
pull
it.
Why won't he pull it out?
Not his job, Danny. He just deals with
it's
allergies.
Not his job.
He's not going to pull.
That's
he's
not
like
his
gonna
job.
Pull something out of my nose.
Okay, I don't get paid to pull a splinter out of my hand. I'm just like.
But yeah, he set up this whole appointment. I get a call. It's right after this appointment. We go through the whole allergy test. Everything happens. I'm allergic to everything. Then he comes back in with a student, and he's just like, "Can I look again?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Why not?" I'm freaking out because I'm like, I have a pin in my nose. And then he looks in my nose. And he's like, "I don't see it. It's gone," which should be concerning to a doctor, but not to him.
Did you go, "I have it right here," and then you inhaled it and it's on your tongue, and you just went, "Ah"?
Or did he go, "It's actually right here," and pulled it out from his ear?
All right. That can't be the end of the story, Stephen.
The end of the story is that after finding out that it's not in my nose, he was like, "Where have you been?" I tell him Vegas or whatever. Then the student's like, "You sure you didn't inhale glitter?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't inhale glitter. Like, that nothing shiny went in my body." Aww, and then they canceled the doctor's appointment immediately after not finding it. Again.
And now what?
I guess I'm just either I have a pin in me or it's fine. Unless I have irritation, at which point I go to the doctor because they know I have a pin in my body.
Steven, you like me, played the saxophone at one point, correct?
No, I was a percussionist. I played the
drum. Okay, fine. Well, with most wind instruments, we have a little thing. There's a little weight on a string, and it's attached to a cloth, and you put it in one end and then pull it out the other to get all the grease and gook out. Have you tried that to get any said stuff out of one nostril?
So gross.
No. Because the other thing, I had like a CT scan just a few months ago. Nothing was in there.
Did they
like,
put something in you during the CT scan? Did they like inject you with something metal?
I wasn't touched. No one touched me in that appointment.
Wow. What a magic trick. Do you feel a sharp pain at all? Do you feel anything sharp?
Again, I don't know if it's that or if it's just this guy did see something.
Did he have
no
tools
idea.
That he was working with up your nose?
Yeah, just that little
he was using paper clips
thing that they plug in your
and then he lost one.
I mean, just your regular shit is what he was looking with.
Like the little telescope thingy that goes in your nose.
Yeah.
I guess I've never
like little...
had anyone look in my nose before, so I'm not sure what's involved.
Oh, you should get it done. It's cool.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah. Not for us, though.
No. Very, very intrusive. So do you trust this doctor? Are you going to go back to this? this professional, so-called?
I mean, I guess because he doesn't really deal with my nose, so I don't have to worry about him looking up there again, maybe.
When you ask him what kind of doctor he is, he says, not a nose doctor.
Yeah, definitely not nose. I don't pull anything out of people, that's for certain.
But he is nosy. He is a nosy doctor.
But he's your GP. He's an internal medicine. That's internal.
So he said he was going to call another doctor to take a look at you. And what happened with that? Are you going to see another doctor about this?
That started and died within an hour of happening. Like that, he called that doctor. We got something scheduled, and that ended.
If I'm a scheduler, I am pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I called back, and I'm like, are you sure this is, like, canceled? And they're like, oh, yeah, we canceled. I'm like, okay.
Steven, you somehow come every week with the most wild yet mundane stories. This is a story of you just not having a pain in your nose, but thinking you do.
Like, no, it's that. I didn't have a pain in my nose. This is unrelated to
pin.
Having, like,
a pin.
Oh. Sorry. Continue.
That's so defensive over his pain.
What are you allergic to? That's like, I guess, shocking to some. Are you allergic to shrimp? Are you allergic to doors?
This was all like outdoor stuff. So it was like every tree, pollen, dust mite, one and two, which apparently there's two types of dust mites. A bunch of grass.
Steven, we could have told you were an indoor kid, but if you didn't have to go.
I just met you and I know.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm just so confused that he thought it was a paperclip, because those are like not small and they're twisty and like the very strange thing to say.
I know. He was like, I asked him the question, I'm like, does it shine? And he's like, yes, it shines.
There is
and
a sheen.
Yeah. And when you put a light up there, it says like, I see you're trying to like find an object in your body. Would you like help with that?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's clippy.
Oh, that was a convoluted way to get there, but it was good.
He like took his personal phone and put it right up to my nose and took a picture.
Like,
you should
inside.
See a new doctor. I'm sorry. Go to a new doctor.
Yeah, this seems like some type of malpractice situation here.
This is so unsatisfying an ending. I would like to put a pin in this.
So I feel like you guys have an advantage because I don't know Steven like you guys know Steven. So I don't know what kind of crazy shenanigans he gets into.
This is on par for Steven.
This is on par being so mundane that I'm going to say it's true. Because it's weird enough that I think this is true.
I also think it's true.
I'm going to say it's a lie, just to be different.
It is true.
Wow, a pin.
It freaked me out. I'm like, where have I been? What have I done? He's calling my other doctor. That doctor's like, she's not in, but she's coming in for you. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh my God.
I'm very concerned for you now, and you should stop this call immediately and go see an actual doctor. Go to an emergency room.
I don't think there's anything in there. I think he just saw like some type of booger or something that shined.
Ew,
uniquely.
You have boogers?
And ew.
I think we all do, Danny.
Boys are gross.
I was not expecting it. It freaked me out.
Yeah,
so.
We could tell.
Hopefully there's nothing in there.
I should have did what you guys did.
No, you played the game. It was strategy.
I was like, you probably know better than I do.
Well, recap of the points. I have -4. Lily and Barbara are tied with 5, and Danny is in the lead with 10 points. That is the end of round 1.
Very fun. I'll give you another point. You're at -3 now, just because that was fun.
Just because that was fun. If that sucked, you'd be at -6.
Webster's Dictionary defines podcast as a domesticated, odd-toed, hoofed mammal with a great affinity for oats.
That's a horse.
Oh, right.
But we are a podcast, and we're called Roommate Lovers.
We do advice questions such as, why is my roommate using my toothbrush?
How do I flirt without being creepy?
Why are you using my toothbrush?
I told you, I just couldn't find mine that
Gross.
Day. We live together and are together, which is why we call the show Roommate Lovers.
We're roommate and lover. We're roommates and lovers.
Well said.
Gross. Find new episodes of Roommate Lovers on Mondays wherever you podcast.
Now that's a podcast of a different color.
You mean horse?
Yes, of course.
Our second round is get to know our guest, dating disaster. We know that Barbara is a bit of a relationship expert, so we figured we would dive right in. We asked her to share a story that could be anything from her date berating the waiter until they cried, or to her unexpectedly throwing up in the middle of making out. It's dating disaster time. Danny and Lily will be guessing whether this is a true story or if it's bullshit.
Oh, so I'm going up against everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right, are we ready to get into it?
We're ready.
This one's a doozy. So I had a one-night stand with a guy.
Nice.
And he had a bunch of his friends in from out of town the same weekend that we happened to meet and hook up. And he had like a main house where they were all staying. And then he had like, it's like a mother-in-law suite kind of house outside, you know, that like the...
Like a pool house almost.
Like a pool house kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
This pool house had no bathroom in it, which was weird. So in the middle of the night, I wake up because we had been drinking and all that stuff, slept together, all that jazz. He was not that great. I had to go pee really, really bad. And there was no bathroom in there. But I didn't want to go into the house because he had like 13 friends in there all sleeping like on the couch and on the ground. So I just peed outside on the lawn and I used one of his shirts from his laundry pile to clean up and then went back in the bed with him and fell asleep. And I did it, I think, one or two more times because I had to pee a lot that night. I used the same shirt, though. I didn't dirty another one.
Oh, thank God.
And then woke up like nothing happened. I never saw him again after that. And I hope he never finds out, but this was many years ago.
That's really baller. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So it was a pool house type situation. There wasn't actually a pool, was there?
There was no pool, which I found to be very strange, but it is very Austin.
Yeah, because I was saying, if there's a pool, you know, you wade in and you just, you know,
you take its course.
Yeah, which I have done before.
Oh, of course.
No shame.
What are you doing wading into the pool at 4 a.m.?
Nothing, no one.
I was going to ask if the shirt was cotton or not, because that's important.
I'm pretty sure it was. It's just like one of those standard millennial boy t-shirts that they all wear.
Luckily, it was a two-ply shirt, so.
At least. Only the fanciest.
Great. Did you meet all the friends? Did they know you were there? And you just didn't want to avoid them? Or it was kind of like they just happened to be in town and crashing with him and you didn't see them that previously?
No, we met them when he came because we got home from, you know, being out where we met downtown and we went back to his place and came in. That's how we knew he had all those friends there because, like, they were still up and about and doing things. Some were playing video games, some were in the kitchen. So I, like, met all of them. But I still felt – I didn't know where the bathroom was inside. And so I didn't want to, like, come in the middle of the night – eyes closed, stumbling across bodies and stuff like that.
You 100% did the right thing right there.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
What was this, his house?
Yes.
And he slept in that back room?
Mm-hmm.
Where was his bed? Who was in his bed?
I don't know. I don't know if he shared this house with other people, but he did live there.
Mm. See, the one-night stand thing here helps any story because you can know because you have as much information as we
I mean
do.
Usually if it's a bad dating story it probably was a one-night stand,
right? That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
because
yeah.
There's
fair,
not a
fair,
second
fair.
Yeah,
fair.
There's just two scenarios. One where that's just where he slept and he doesn't have a room that has good access to a bathroom, which I guess you're in Austin, like, it doesn't get too cold in the winter, you can kind of go to the main house.
Yeah.
Or what, two,
you have to go to, even if it's warm or cold, you still have to pee.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Yeah, I think she's saying, like, it's weird there's no bathroom in the
little... Meaning, you can always walk out. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or he had a room in the main house, and this was, like, their weird sex cabin.
His bang shed or something.
Yeah.
The shack.
There it is.
I mean, also, he could be living out there, and the grass is just always yellow. Anytime.
Yeah, I don't think it changed the color. I think it just, you know, soaked in nice and well.
And there was no follow-up text, like, so fun, why is my shirt wet?
No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
It was actually funny in the morning when we woke up, and, like, his friends were, like, making breakfast and whatnot, and, like, we were still nice and all that, and I was hanging out, and I was getting ready to go, and he goes, so could I call you an Uber? And I'm like, I'm leaving, dude. Like, that's, you don't have to rush me out of here. I am on my way. Don't you worry.
Oh, my God.
So I didn't feel as bad after that happened.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Anything redeeming about him? Any good thing?
He was tall.
See, I mean, tall's not worth it. Never is tall worth it, in my opinion. I think 5'5 is the best height for a guy. That's what I heard. You,
unbiased opinion.
You would say that, Danny.
I've been told by many. Never. No, not many. Anyway, I believe this story.
How did you?
No, go ahead, Steven. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how did you two meet and hook up in the first place?
It was just like at a bar, which I know sounds very typical, but there was like, you're just dancing and he started dancing with me and we started like making out and whatnot. And I was newly single at the time too. So I was like, yeah, why not? If that happened to me nowadays, absolutely not. I would not go home with a stranger I just met at a bar. And I don't recommend anybody do that. Because safety first.
Yeah, make sure to ask the stranger, do you have good access to a bathroom?
Yes, before you get into it.
So roughly how long ago was this?
This was probably about 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Six and a half?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, it was my single era.
End of the Obama administration. Hopes were high, but, you know, there was tension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I believe this.
Hopes were high? No.
Well, you know, Obama, you know, hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Those are the words.
I believe it, too. I think this is true.
Barbara, true or bullshit?
It is true.
Yeah.
I did that.
You handled
it
perfectly.
I'm not ashamed.
No, never. That's a great story.
No.
It was also raining. I forgot to mention that.
Oh.
So, like, I went out in the rain, peeing with his shirt. Like, it was just bad.
Fuck that guy. He should have just said, I'm going to take the room with the bed in the house and not the shack.
Right? Yeah. No, I was not pleased about it.
No.
Or at least grab a bucket, something.
Right?
If they have a house, they have a bucket. There's a bucket somewhere in that house.
Yeah, it's an Austin.
I wasn't going to find it, though.
You remember, like, back in the old days, everyone slept with something under their bed to pee in the middle of the night, and then they just had the help take it. Yes, that was, like, go to Lincoln's home.
Oh my God. I thought you said, like, you know, back in, like, the early 2000s when we'd pee in a suitcase?
No, I'm talking years ago when, like, indoor plumbing wasn't a thing. Like, we just had buckets to pee in and underneath.
Yeah,
like,
back in the old days.
Back.
I thought you were referencing our childhood.
You know how in the 90s, no one's family would allow them to flush the toilet because water costs too much? Yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, also let it mellow.
Yuck.
No, I don't remember way back when. I was told about that afterwards.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't live through that part.
I mean, I've been to a few houses, like, you know, George Washington. I feel like they have those things still in his house underneath the bed. Just for ambiance, I think that's what they do.
Ambiance.
And historical accuracy.
Point recap. I am now at -3. I got a
point. Doing well.
In the break, that's right.
Doing well. Barbara's last place with 5 points. Lily has 15, and Danny is in the lead with 20 points.
Wow, that's so many points.
I can't believe it.
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Do I get like a bonus 15 for being a guest on the show? Does that like happen?
Maybe. You've just been giving out points. You can give yourself points. I don't think there's any rules against it.
10 points for Barbara. Because, you know, I want to still have a fair game.
All right. You're back tied. In this then.
Yes.
You're tied for second. And that is the end of round two.
This is a bold strategy. Nobody's tried.
No
this
one
before.
Has ever done this before.
No one's just awarded points. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No one. Also, no one's pissed in the backyard of a one-night stand they've had before.
No.
So, you know, we've had that. We've
yeah,
had that.
Yeah. No, yeah. I don't imagine I'm the first to do that.
That's a stellar story. That is great. That is like, you got.
I haven't had a lot of bad dating experiences, which I'm very lucky for. I think it's because I usually vet people very well when I'm going to date them. And so because this was a one-night stand, I didn't know what I was getting into. And
yeah. Was he a good dancer, though?
Very good dancer. It didn't translate.
Oh, because he's so tall. I mean. He's so tall, he could dance.
Yeah, usually if you think someone's a good dancer, they got moves. But no.
Yeah, well, he was trying the shuffle in bed. And it just did not work.
Cha-cha now, y'all.
Yeah. He was like, can you please stand back up on my mattress?
Go, it'll work. to the left.
Exactly.
Take it back now, y'all.
Charlie Brown.
The last round is an all-play called Longest Lie. This round is all about the lies you've told for the longest amount of time. You broke a lamp but blamed it on your siblings since 2003. Or maybe you're still lying to your partner that you like their weird little mustache that doesn't seem to grow that much. I'm guessing if these stories are true or if it's bullshit. We're going to start this round with Lily.
So, high school, 2013. It's senior year.
That's the year we graduated, right.
Yeah. I'm not feeling, you know, doing anything. I decide I just want to be in classes with friends. And I have a good friend and my roommate, Alex Lee, who played the bass clarinet. So I said, I am going to learn the bass clarinet. And I told our band teacher this. I said, I'm going to learn it. I know you need another bass clarinetist. I'm just going to do it. And he was like, that's great. You know, come on in. That entire year, I learned a single note on the bass clarinet and just stayed in class and pretended to be playing so I could sit next to my friend and we would play a game called Pocket Tanks on his
Pocket
iPhone.
Tanks is so good. Oh, my God. Pocket Tanks is such a good game. Oh, my God. Oh, that warmed my heart. Sorry. Continue.
Never heard of it. I'll have to check it out.
Classic, you know,
iTouch. Yeah, it's like play it on someone's iTouch that they snuck into school.
Yeah, so I just pretended to know how to play the bass clarinet, and we were like, yeah, he's coming over, giving me lessons. Like, I'm making great progress. And, yeah, I do not know how to play the bass clarinet whatsoever.
How many bands were at this school? Like, did you have, like, a high class, low class kind of band structure?
Everyone's different.
I know. We had symphonic and concert for age, and those were age groups. Yeah. But I like mm-hmm. I like low class bland or just like a bunch of beggars with a one stringed instrument.
This was not the white trash band. This was high society band.
Yeah.
No. Okay. This was wind ensemble. This was like the band for good.
How did you get in without playing? Did they not have like an audition or like a, all right, give us a ditty to make sure you can play.
Give us a ditty. The classic bass clarinet ditty that you always do. Us,
you know, like a, I don't know, like just show us you can actually do it.
Pop off a couple bars of Flight of the Bumblebee.
Yeah, at least, very least.
I had played the tenor sax in band with this same band teacher. So he knew I could at least like, learn an instrument. We had good rapport, me and Mr. Richardson.
So would Mr. Richardson not know that you don't play the clarinet?
Oh, he caught on.
Oh, he did. Okay.
So is this lie to your friend?
It was sort of a collective lie.
We're all gonna sit in this and enjoy the lie.
It started out as a lie, and I think it became apparent over the course of the year as. There were some days where my friend Alex didn't show up, and I was like, fuck, what am I going to do during just the bass clarinet parts?
Wow.
And the answer was, go to the bathroom.
Do you, in the middle of the song, you're like, excuse me, and the flutes are like.
Yeah, we're
here
missing
comes
one.
Here comes the solo. Oh, my stomach hurts right now.
I still can't get over the fact that you graduated you were in high school in 2013. Yeah,
that dated us.
I graduated college in 2011. So I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. I was held back many years.
Yeah.
And I was skipped ahead 10. But Steven has years on us.
Yeah, I graduated in college in 12. So 12, you and I aren't that far.
Yeah, we're close. We're the adults of the group.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So Lily, how were you with the tenor sax?
I was okay.
Yeah,
because I also played the regular clarinet and the alto sax, and embouchures and fingerings aren't that different, especially the bass clarinet and the tenor sax. I'm pretty sure the same key. So
the fingerings were different.
The fingerings are different, but the key was the same.
I will say, it was technically a much harder instrument. Like, playing some of the really deep notes you know,
it's a very round, deep sound.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just like, I did not put in the work to be able to like hit those deep notes. So there was one note I could play consistently, and then there were other notes, you know, every now and again I could hit.
Did you just not push enough air through using your, did you not use your diaphragm, or just like, just kind of gave up after that one note?
I'm a very shallow breather. I hyperventilate.
Oh my God.
When were you confronted about this?
I was never confronted exactly, but during our final concert, or before our final concert, our teacher said, pulled me aside and was like, "You don't have to play if you don't want to." And that was really the point. I knew the jig was up, but it was the end of the year. So.
Oh, gotcha. You got all your games in, so you were good.
Yeah, yeah. We were tied like 128 to 128 at the end of the year.
Do you have a favorite missile that you liked? I like the Tommy gun in Pocket Tense.
I mean, lead balloon, I think, did the most damage, but you couldn't get it very far.
No, it had a short range, and then you had to use a move to move over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we had all like the DLC, like the good shit.
Wait, what did you play on?
iPhone. They just made a bunch of DLCs that we bought for $2 because we played it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, what is your longest lie story?
My longest lie is that when I also was in high school, back in the olden days, before any of you were born.
When you'd shit in a bucket under your bed.
When I shit in a bucket under my bed. I convinced two of my friends in high school that I was in a music video with Men Without Hats, if you're familiar with that band.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically the Safety Dance music video. Because there's a blonde woman in there, and I convinced them that that was me.
And they bought it?
They did. And what? I don't know why I made the lie. I don't know why I tried to convince them of that, but they immediately bought it. They thought it was the coolest thing ever.
You went for Safety Dance. You didn't do like the deep cut. That's the only Men Without Hats song I know.
It also currently is the only song from Men Without Hats that I know as well. but I just happened to be watching that music video one day, and I saw that woman, and I was like, I feel like she kind of looks like me. And then I just told my friends that that was me, and I just never told them the truth since then.
Mm.
I was going to say, when that video come out, like what year was that published?
I think it came out in the 80s. Which I didn't know, but also they didn't know, so nobody had to know.
Wow.
This is like right when YouTube was kicking off, you know?
So yeah.
I guess it might not have been up there anyway.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I want to say this was like 2006, 2005 maybe?
So
pre-Obama.
Yeah, yes, pre-Obama. One was post, one was pre.
Did this like get around school? Did it spread a little? Did other people know? Or?
No, my friends and I weren't very popular. So like it was just like our friend group and that was it.
And it was just two of them, you said?
Just two of them, yeah. They were over at my house.
Still friends with these two? Still keeping contact?
Kind of. Like to the point where I don't even think that they would remember I told them this. But I think they believed it for a while, like up until the end of high school. I think one of them even like commented about it, about how it was so cool.
When did you come clean about the whole thing?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
Because I feel like they've forgotten about it. I can't message them now, 20 years later, being like, hey.
Okay, you're making a good point.
Remember back when we went to high school in 1970 and like, this thing happened.
And I told you this thing that was obviously not true.
Yeah.
Did you ever learn the dance?
So she doesn't really dance in it. She kind of like flings around. And like the thing
did you learn that fling?
Yeah, I did. I did a lot. That's just how I danced in high school. No, but she had like long, very long, crazy blonde hair. And I also had very long, crazy, unkept blonde hair. And so like, she's moving very fast in the video. So you don't really see her face very well or very long. And you also can't really tell how old she was, which I think was probably a key factor in this because I was in high school and she's probably in her 20s.
Yeah. She could have been like -7 years old, which would have made sense for for your age.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Danny, what is your longest lie?
Are you guys familiar with kooky pens? They are, if not, I encourage you right now to Google kooky pens just to know what they are because they're the main part
of
this.
How do you spell it?
K-O-O-K-Y and then pen, okay. P-E-N-S. And they were like a collectible type of pen that got really big in like 06-ish.
Oh, wow. These are scary.
Yeah. So they basically are very not ergonomic pens. They're not that good of pens, but they have like characters and faces, and they have like these this weird like pom-pom hair style type of thing. And you collect them and thing. And they, when I was in middle school, they became the hottest thing around. Huge. You'd have to go to specific stores to get them, you know, at one of those types of things. And that was for me in middle school. There was a kid in my grade who I was friendly with when we were much younger, who had the most kooky pens in the grade. He had them all. They had all had little like carabiner clip things, and they're on his backpack. He had like 35 weighing down his backpack, and he was like known, and he loved these pens, and they were a whole thing, and that became like his personality. Two kids in his class,
the kooky guy.
Yeah, exactly. Two kids came in his class, decided one day that they wanted to hide all of his pens one day.
Oh, that's so mean.
Hid his personality.
Where's the kooky guy? I don't see his pens.
So in order to do it, they needed to get him to leave. And they, in a break one day, came up to me and said, "Danny, you are friends with Eric. We need you to help get him out because we're going to hide his kooky pens." And I was like, "This is really mean. I don't really want to do this." And then they started explaining all the things he's doing in class. And I was like, "This does sound pretty shitty. He sounds like an annoying person." And I used to be friends with a kid. And they were like, "Just talk to him during the break, distract him, and we're going to hide his pens." So I do that, and all I did was call him into the hallway, and then we just talked, and I was like, "Just talk, I don't know what's going on, whatever, play dumb." We get back in, I hear nothing, I go to class, but we then find out an email gets sent out that kooky pens have been banned from the school, and we find out that he threw a shit fit when they were stolen, and no one would fess up to where they were, that he started accusing people and throwing a tantrum, and he needed his pens, and the kids ended up coming clean, and they were like, "It's a joke," and it became this whole thing that he was like, "Now I want their pens, their kooky pens should be my kooky pens," and it was this
reparation.
Exactly. It was this whole thing where this kid, they put him like in a cubby somewhere in a sixth or seventh grade classroom. They like hid it somewhere, but he blew up, got the principal involved, and everyone was blaming. My name was never thrown around, though, so I was never thrown under the bus. I was in a separate classroom. I had an alibi. I was literally in class. This was a 4-minute break when they were taken, and I was never suspected of being a part of it. But
yeah, because he saw you when they were taken.
Exactly.
So you couldn't have done it.
And
yeah.
I was always his friend up until this point. And now kooky pens are permanently banned from school, and within that, the next day, not a single pen was allowed, and the fad died within school at that moment. And I basically have participated in this crime and never told him. Not that I'm not friendly with the guy, but never told anybody
anymore.
And stayed out of it basically, even though I helped facilitate this crime of 2006.
His name?
His name was Eric.
Eric.
Yes. Okay.
Eric Kooky Pen Guy.
I love that you clarify, like, and even today, kooky pens are outlawed, like, 3 months yeah. later.
It's written in stone.
Yeah. But, like, they'd still be a big fad
there's
a, today.
There's three signs on the windows, and it says, like, it's like the smoking, no smoking sign, the no firearm sign, and then there's the silhouette of a kooky pen blowing in the wind, and an X
over
that.
Oh my god, which I feel like would look racist somehow if they made that into a sign of some sort. Yeah. So if you were friendly with this guy, right, you said like you guys were friends, it's not weird for you to pull him into a conversation in the hallway.
Yeah.
Why would you do this to him?
Because the long lie Danny's been keeping is that he's a good person.
Yeah. So
that's the twist.
That was good. Basically, he's a type of kid. He had some social issues, and I was a friend of his in kindergarten and growing up, and I was always friendly with him, but because our moms were friendly type of thing. And I started to branch out as we got older and meet new people. And he wasn't a nice kid. He had some, like, I don't know. He just had a tougher childhood. And I knew that. And I was his friend growing up. But then he was just, like, not a nice person to people. He was, like, kind of a bully, even though he was an outcast. He was just, like, really mean to people. And I just slowly stopped being friends with him. But I was pleasant. And if I saw him in the hallway, we'd wave to each other.
And if someone wanted to commit a crime against him, you would help. No questions asked.
Yeah. This was also the people, the guys who asked me to help, I was starting to get in with their group.
Were they like the popular group?
No, not at all.
Oh. Just the bullies. Just the school bullies.
They were one step up from kooky pen fanatics.
No, no, no. You're like, this guy was kind of mean, but these people wanted to steal from him, so I thought it was okay.
They just were going to hide him. But also, they were definitely cooler. They weren't the coolest people in school. But they were my type of cool people, which
okay.
I couldn't even say that with a straight face. I don't know what that means either. No, they were definitely like cool. They weren't known as the cool people, but they were like.
Were they known as the kooky bandits after that?
No. No, because no one cared about this except for Eric. No one threw a shit fit. It was sad, and I haven't admitted it to anybody, and that's
so sad.
Yeah.
You're so awful.
Maybe a therapist or...
Or two. Yeah.
No, I haven't. I haven't. It's too expensive to go into that kind of story.
Yeah, he's probably talked about it with his therapist.
Yes. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Did everyone have these pens? Like, how many pens did you have, Danny?
So you know I'm a collector, so I definitely participated in this. I probably, in total, they were, what, $3.99 a pen, you know? I probably had 15 total in the year and, like, their time frame of being a thing. They were, like, at convenience stores or at Target or a toy store, and I, like, got a few when they came out, and they had different – characters and stuff. Maybe, and I did, and I used them as pens, and then they died. They were pretty bad. Maybe 10 to 15, but this kid had, and this is over my life, but this kid like had probably well over 100 or something, but would carry like a group of 30 at a time on his backpack and bring in different ones every day. Yeah, that type of thing. And like, that was his thing.
I'm curious why they decided to ban pens from school because someone stole, like, if someone steals my notebook, they're not going to ban notebooks from school. Yeah. Like, I'm very curious.
Instead of banning bullying.
Right. Right. Well, that's the thing.
Sounds like the problem America is currently facing. Things.
Yeah. Hey, good metaphor, guys. Look at what we've come to. But no, that's exactly right. We've had other stuff like this that has happened that they've then instilled rules that don't solve the problem, that just make things, you know, worse or indifferent.
Kookier.
Okay, that's it. Kookier.
He was the kooky monster. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
All right, I'm gonna make some guesses. Lily, I believe you are telling the truth on this story. I think you didn't know how to play it.
I am telling the truth. Mr. Richardson, shout out. You were a cool guy. You just let me stay in class. You didn't mind that the days Alex was gone. I also just skipped that period because I didn't want the embarrassment of just not playing during the solos. I eventually wised up. Shout out. Hope you're doing well.
Was your score actually 128?
On Pocket Tanks?
Yeah, we were tied up until the final performance.
That's so
But
exciting.
Then you won because he didn't play because you weren't playing at the concert and he was, so you could play against nobody.
No, Danny, that's my trick. I did go to the concert and we had the face-off during it.
And who won?
That's incredible.
He won.
Of course he did.
That's why you didn't tell that part of the story.
That's why you're in podcasts and he's in gaming.
Barbara, I think the men without hats dance. I think you did lie about this. I'm going to say this is true.
So I did lie about it, and it's true, is what you're saying. So this was a true story.
Yes, it is a true story that you did make this long lie about men without hats.
That is correct. I did lie to my friends about this, and they did believe me, and I still to this day am shocked as how silly of a thing it was and why they – like, it literally came out in the 80s, and this woman was, like, 25 in this music video.
Sometimes you just want to believe.
Yeah.
Danny, with this kooky crime incident. This is mean, and I think it's true. I think you partook in this.
It's 100% true. I did help facilitate this crime. And
I was hoping you were going to say it was a lie because it was you who had all the kooky pens.
No, it wasn't. It's shockingly, that tracks with my timeline. But
it does.
But no, it ended up being all true, and I do feel bad, but not that bad. Like an appropriate amount of that was shitty of me. And then I moved on with my life. But I was home, not backing into my own cars, and I brought a kooky pen back with me.
Do you have it with you now?
Yeah, let me get it.
It better be a good one, since there are so many choices.
I saw a pack of Nightmare Before Christmas for $28 for 5 of them.
I Googled that before we started, too, and it said rare in all caps.
Yeah.
Maybe they were Eric's. I don't know.
They could be. Oh, I don't know if you can.
Whoa. Whoa, so kooky.
Aren't they? They're crazy. This guy's name is Iggy, and this guy's name is Spiro Agnew, Vice President.
Spiro Agnew.
That's like
they definitely
the
are racist then.
Of my channel, AGNW.
Oh yeah,
Agnew. That's what we call our channel Agnew for short.
Oh,
so
love that.
When you said Agnew, a lot of people have said Spiro Agnew.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah, that I did that on purpose.
It looks like they're in witness protection program when you hold them like not.
Yeah.
By the face.
Look, it's my toy. They're so. Like not comfortable in your hand, like whichever. But I found them in my, and then I found them in my house, and I was like, oh my god, do you remember? And then I out loud said, I have my longest lie, to an empty room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you backed your car into your mom.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 Those things are so ugly.
They are. They are. They're not great.
Even like the Disney ones aren't that much better.
And the thing is, they're not like. Like Funko has like a known style and they can universally work. If they put any character, they literally just glue, like paste a picture of Jack Skellington on it. They don't like change anything. They're stupid.
Yeah.
But they were the hottest thing in Jericho Middle School.
And the hair is like stretchy, right? Like elastic band.
Yeah, exactly. It's like those.
I remember that.
Good times.
All right. Well, I'm going to recap the points. I lost -3. That's where I'm at.
Sorry, better luck next time. Yeah, I know. It's tough.
Lily and Barbara, you guys tied for second place with 15 points each. And Danny won today's game with 20 points.
Hey, yay. Kooky pens for everyone.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Not for Eric.
No, well, not well, obviously not for Eric. Yeah.
Yeah, he lost 100 friends that day.
Oh,
poor Eric. That poor kid.
Yeah, I feel bad. I do feel bad.
Yeah.
I swear I'm not that bad.
That kid, Eric Trump.
Yes.
Look at him today.
There it is. I would steal kooky pens from Eric Trump, to be fair.
No wonder why I had so many.
Do you think his dad tried to write them off on his taxes?
There it is. Yeah. And he never even paid for the taxes.
You never even paid
taxes. Yeah, he claimed them as dependents.
Yeah.
Each one.
Oh my god.
So many dependents.
So Barbro, plugs. We want to know if you're performing, where can we listen to you? What can we watch?
All the
we
things.
Need it.
You could find me on a new channel that we just launched last month called All Good No Worries. It's a women-led YouTube channel. We have a ton of content that's has like a feminine leading vibe and voice, and we're just looking to have chill vibes, fun times. I host a podcast called Always Open where we talk about sex and mental health and relationships, including the story that I told you guys tonight. I have told that on the show as well. But yeah, you could find that every Tuesday on the channel, as well as on roosterteeth.com, where you could find me and many other funny, wonderful people performing in different shows and different podcasts. And I am also on social media, B Dunkelman as well.
I was so excited to see Always Open come back. Such a great show.
Thank you so much. I love doing it. So it's definitely filling a little piece of my heart that was missing for a bit.
Well, thanks for coming on. And this has been Bullshit Alert. Thanks for listening to Bullshit Alert. Thank you to our guest, Barbara Dunkelman. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at B Dunkelman. You can watch her on the Rooster Teeth show, Ruby, You can listen to her and the podcast Always Open, and you can watch her show All Good No Worries on Rooster Teeth. You can follow us at Bullshit Alert without the I. This episode was edited by Lily Moss, produced by Lily Moss, Danny Marshall, and Stephen Carter. Theme music by Fred Stark. Check him out at fredstarkmusic.com and Spotify.